Well, I'll say it's certainly a first for one person to serve two full non-consecutive terms as TEB chairman. But knowing Ben, it's certainly a well-earned distinction. He has a long history of advocacy and leadership in the organization that is well known to and respected by TV and radio broadcasters in large and small markets alike. Partly through his previous service on the NAB radio board, Ben gained a very deep understanding, certainly a deeper understanding than most broadcasters have, of the extraordinary intramural competitive pressures as well as the regulatory pressures from Congress and the FCC that the industry faces, and that insight is extremely helpful to TEB's efforts. And I think ultimately his leadership at the local community, his dedication to the organization over a long period of time, and his very active legislative advocacy in Austin and in D.C., and all of his experience just makes him ideally suited to serve as TEB chairman, not once, but twice. And I'm guessing if he ever wanted a third go-around, Texas broadcasters would happily give it to him. So
it's very unique, considering the organization's, I believe it's in the 65th year, and have this first with a gentleman being able to serve twice as chairman.
That's right. I mean, we do have a process of, and it's a complicated process, really, of succession plan, if you will, for the chairman. It's not just a matter of serving 3 years or 6 years as a director, which Ben has, actually, I think almost twice. Then it's another five-year commitment to move through the succession of offices. And so you see here just the extraordinary breadth of his dedication to the organization.
And you made a reference to having knowledge of radio and television, but then you get into the state of Texas and such a wide range of market sizes as well, and the whole vast array of constituencies just in that category.
Yeah, certainly. And that is important to note because, of course, you know, our organization represents TV and radio, and we represent everyone from the largest corporations and network-owned and operated stations to the small family-owned AM stations in tiny communities in the state, and everyone in between. So it takes a deft hand, a steady hand, and a real understanding of all of the different issues at play so we can come to a consensus on a wide range of issues. It's not easy, and we've managed to do it successfully, but thanks in large part to people like Ben who have that insight.